8 months into his tenure as Senate Minority Leader, New York's Chuck Schumer can claim a major victory because Obamacare is still standing. But as WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor reports, Schumer is walking a fine line to maintain party unity, and it won't get any easier when Congress returns from its August recess.
Hey guys, how are you? The top Democrat in Washington took a group of fellow travelers on a road trip last month to Virginia's bucolic Shenandoah Valley. Schumer announced that the party would renew its focus on economic issues like job training and rising prices for food and prescription drugs.
We are here today to tell the people of Berryville and the working people of America, someone has your back.
The event was a clear signal that Democrats are trying to reconnect with voters who sided with Donald Trump last year. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, the uber-liberal from San Francisco, was at his side. But it was also notable for the people who were not there, none of the 10 Senate Democrats who are up for re-election next year in states Trump won. Every one of their votes is critical as Democrats challenge Republicans to govern with a slim and divided majority. Just look at the healthcare debate. One more Republican vote and the Affordable Care Act would have been gone. Every seat lost next year also makes Schumer's dream of becoming majority leader that much harder to achieve. It's a constant balancing act. He has to keep Democrats together, but also let some senators distance themselves from the party line.
You will be hearing in future days from a lot of our red state Democrats. They have been very much part of this agenda.
5 of the 10 are in states Trump won by at least 15 percentage points. Nevada's Dean Heller is the only Republican up for re-election next year in a state Hillary Clinton won.
It's absolutely in the forefront of a leader's mind.
That's Adam Gentleson, who was deputy chief of staff to Harry Reid, Schumer's mentor and predecessor as minority leader.
You might want to say, oh, members should only think about the merits of legislation and things like that. But it's impossible not to think about the politics because you're talking about whether your closest colleagues, the people you work with every day, keep their jobs or not.
Gentleson, who now works at a Washington think tank, says Schumer doesn't force party unity with threats or backroom deals. He gives Democrats space to make up their minds. Take West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, for instance. Only one other state gave Trump a higher percentage of the vote than West Virginia. Walking back to his Senate office after a recent vote, Manchin said Democrats need to change their priorities.
The Democratic Party should not be all about just urban America. You better start taking care of rural America.
Initially, Manchin tried to work with Republicans on health care. He said Schumer encouraged it, but he said it was quickly clear the Republicans weren't interested, so he voted against their plans. But on other issues, Manchin has broken with Democrats.
Mr. Manchin, aye.
He was one of three Democrats who voted to confirm Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was popular in his state. He also declined to endorse the Democratic agenda for overhauling the tax code. Manchin says Schumer listens, even if he doesn't always agree.
He considers my side, if you will, West Virginia Democrats, not a Washington Democrat. I've been very clear in saying that.
In fact, Schumer added Manchin to the Democrats' leadership team.
So he says, well, that's fine. He said, why don't you just be on leadership and you speak out? And I said, okay, that's what I did.
Last week, Manchin joined Schumer to announce a package of policies to protect American companies from unfair foreign trade.
Anyone that believes that free trade is fair trade, come to West Virginia.
Liam Donovan, a former Senate GOP fundraiser, says Schumer has nothing to lose if Manchin or other Democrats occasionally break ranks.
I think he'd gladly let them do whatever they needed to do to remain in the chamber.
Donovan says the first 8 months have been relatively easy for Schumer because Democrats are united against Trump's immigration and health care policies. He says Schumer, who is not known for being camera shy, has also helped himself by keeping a lower profile than expected.
Schumer's done what he needs to do, but he's avoided becoming the boogeyman that Nancy Pelosi represents.
The votes will get harder soon, Donovan says. When they come back, Congress has things they have to get done, like passing spending bills and raising the debt ceiling. Tough negotiations require party discipline. And that means Schumer may have to ask red state Democrats to stick with the team, no matter what they think back home. In Washington, John O'Connor, WNYC News.